First Images of the Molecular Gas Around a Born-Again Star Revealed by ALMA, by Daniel Tafoya et al. Born-again stars allow probing stellar evolution in human timescales and provide the most promising path for the formation of hydrogen-deficient post-asymptotic giant branch objects, but their cold and molecular components remain poorly explored. Here we present ALMA observations of V605AQL that unveil for the first time the spatiokinematic distribution of the molecular material associated to a born-again star. Both the continuum and molecular line emission exhibit a clumpy ring-like structure with a total extent of approximately equals 1 carat in diameter. The bulk of the molecular emission is interpreted as being produced in a radially expanding disk-like structure with an expansion velocity VEXP approximately 90 km s1 and an inclination I approximately equals 60 carat with respect to the line of sight. The observations also reveal a compact high-velocity component, VEXP approximately 280 km s1, that is aligned perpendicularly to the expanding disk. This component is interpreted as a bipolar outflow with a kinematical age tau as less than or equal to 20 years, which could either be material that is currently being ejected from V605AQL, or it is being dragged from the inner parts of the disk by a stellar wind. The dust mass of the disk is in the range mdust approximately 0.2-8×10⁻³ mSin, depending on the dust absorption coefficient. The mass of the CO is mCO approximately equals 1.1×10⁻⁵ mSin, which is more than 3 orders of magnitude larger than the mass of the other detected molecules. We estimate a ⁻¹⁰⁻¹⁰⁻¹⁰ ratio of 5.6 plus or minus 0.6. which is consistent with the single stellar evolution scenario in which the star experienced a very late thermal pulse instead of a nova-like event as previously suggested. This was First Images of the Molecular Gas Around a Born-Again Star Revealed by ALMA, by Daniel Tafoya et al.